It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network, and you are about to enjoy Tucker's Tape on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you want to get an RV for any Penn State game, and I mean a single game, and have an RV ready for you, when you arrive on Friday, check out GoPSURV.com.
I'm doing it. I don't know what game yet this year, but I'm doing it. It's awesome. I love it. Way, way, way cooler, by the way, than a hotel room.
I would think so. Yeah. To me, I'm like an RV fan. It's like my wife laughs
at me. It's a hotel room with built-in tailgating.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what it is.
And they have
a huge, lot closer to the stadium.
And they have a huge TV screen so you can watch sports on Friday night.
And they actually drop you off at the stadium.
Right.
So those of you like Bob Flounders that enjoy adult beverages, it's a pretty good idea.
Never on a Penn State game day. Never on a Penn State game.
That stinks, by the way.
Well, there's some positives
Bob's
to that.
Shaking his head.
There's some positives to that.
For the record, he's Bob Flounders from Penn Live and the Patriot News. We welcome in you, Ross Tucker. Ross the boss.
I jumped the gun. As you can tell, I'm excited. I always jump the gun.
I'm Andy there Shea. So we got your Tucker's Tape for this week. We're going to talk about the latest Penn State 2018 class enrollees. You're going to break them down a little bit, what their potential is for possibly getting out of the field. Are they definitely redshirt, want versus need? All that kind of stuff.
And I've never heard of this before, Bob. This is a new thing, this early summer thing.
It's new at Penn State. I think other schools have done it.
And Penn State just realized it. Because there's early enrollees, which didn't used to be a thing, and now it's a really big thing. They all come that second semester of summer. But now, like, to come now, you had to, like, get your work done earlier or something?
You came about a month, 3 weeks to a month early, depending on where you're from. Like, you know, in Judge Culpepper's example, Florida's done earlier than most other states' high school, but you had to be done and have your high school stuff completed. And they arrived, what, 2 weeks ago? About two and a half weeks ago, they were on campus. So they came in like mid-May, So you had to have everything done and completed by mid-May so that you could leave and come up early. It's something that other schools do, which, by the way, I'm crossing off my first question before we get to the individual guys.
It's a one-month head start. Why not, right?
If you've got your house in order, why not?
I mean, why not for Penn State? And why not for the kids for their career?
Correct.
And why not go to college a month early? I see a lot of benefits.
The only thing that surprised me was it took James this many years to sort of get it.
Well, I never heard of it, so evidently Bob says other schools were doing it.
Other schools do it. All right, let's start with these guys, and let's take a look at them. Let's start. There's four of them that we're going to go, but we'll start with defensive tackle P.J. Mustipher, 6'4.5", 290-pound, four-star from Maryland, top five at his position, top 100 in the country. You can never have enough depth in the middle of the offensive line.
D-line.
I mean, D-line, excuse me. Is he a true depth candidate, or what do you think?
I think why don't you give all the names?
Okay. Will Levis, a quarterback.
Yep.
I just gave you P.J. Mustipher. Tight end Pratt Freiermuth. I think we're going to spend some time talking about tight ends. And defensive lineman Judge Culpepper.
So I would say we'll go through them all.
Right.
But out of those four, Mustipher and Freiermuth, I think, have the best chance to play this year and to not redshirt. I think Mustipher because he's just that good. I think Freiermuth because of the position.
Right.
We'll get to Freiermuth. Mustipher, I still think it's tough if you weren't in spring ball. That's tough. Now, we've seen guys do it. Ed Oliver from Houston. Like, true freshmen can go in there and can have a major impact. But it's not easy. I mean, he's going to be going against different O-line blocking schemes, the size of these guys. We'll see. Because I still think I think that they only play him if they think he's better than the other guys they'll have with Shelton.
Barber.
Hansard.
Yeah, with those guys, right?
Like, or there's an injury or two early in the year.
He has to be – there's an injury, Bob, or he has to be clearly better than those guys.
Absolutely.
Because
you're
you'd
not
rather
play
redshirt
him.
Yeah, and he's the one point you brought up, he's never seen a guy across from him like Steven Gonzalez, for example. you know, like that kind
like
of...
Like any of those guys.
You know, but I mean a true Big Ten, top 10 monster of an offensive lineman that he's now got to contend with, despite the fact that he looks the part, does he not?
Mustafer's very talented, and boy, there's a lot of other years where it feels like he would have definitely not redshirted. This year they might. Now, there is still a need at that position, but it'll be close. I think he'll be what is James says, green light, yellow light, red light?
Yeah.
Mustafer, my prediction,
yellow.
That, dude.
There you go.
I just came up with a great idea for a show.
I saw it.
We could do a whole show on predicting green light, yellow light, red lights. We could bet on it, and we could see who wins the most money. The three of us, we could bet. Well, that would be fun.
I think Mustafer would have been their third defensive tackle in 2014. Remember when they moved Dowry and Gaia
over to offensive line?
With an offense, I think in like 2014 he would have played a lot.
Yeah, he probably also would have started a guard. He would have started both ways that year. So I'm gonna say yellow light for Mustafer.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Tucker's Tape segment is being brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you want an RV for a Penn State game, check them out. GoPSURV.com. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. We're doing the 2018 latest enrollees that have joined the team and what we think are. Let's talk about Will Levis at quarterback, 6'4", 220, three-star from Connecticut. Penn State's got a two-year starter, a versatile lion as the backup, and a highly regarded recruit sitting at number three right now in Sean Clifford. And, oh, by the way, they have a kid on scholarship who is probably fourth.
Yeah,
so
let's talk about a couple of, we've talked about Zembek before and what might happen there. My question, I think I talked about that with Greg Pickle too one of these days. My question is, I think what Levis can do as soon as possible if he's impressive is maybe get them, Bob, so they're not as enamored with trying to get two quarterbacks. Like they keep talking about trying to get two quarterbacks in one of these classes. I just don't get it. Like, who wants to be the second guy? Who's going to be the second guy that year that's really good? Now, devil's advocate, USC had a guy committed from his sophomore year named Ricky Town.
Yep.
Summer before senior year, they offered this guy named Sam Darnold. Okay? So that worked out pretty well. But unless they have a guy that blows them away this summer, that's kind of under the radar. And by the way, that kid thinks, I'm definitely better than the Jersey kid. I can't remember his name right now. You know, from DePaul Catholic, the 2019 quarterback. Roberson, is it?
Yeah.
Twan Roberson. I don't really understand. I think it's tough to get the two quarterbacks. I think if Levis is really impressive early, maybe there will be even less of a sense of urgency. Because, by the way, they're also getting good walk-on quarterbacks when they want them too.
Schuster, the kid from Camp Hill, I think is a pretty good quarterback for a walk-on.
Yeah, I think he's a pretty good walk-on quarterback. I think in some
respects, bunch of scholarship offers.
Yeah, he could have gone to a lot of Ivy League schools. Patriot League. He's a smart kid. So I think Penn State's fine at the quarterback position. All right, let's talk about tight ends. Pat Freiermuth, 6'5", 250, four-star from Massachusetts. He's the second top 10 ranked tight end in the country in 2018 that's coming to Penn State. Zach Kuntz was already on campus as an early enrollee. Now both of them are there. The tight end position is the number one glaring sort of hole for Penn State coming out of spring, going into fall. And I say that, you're laughing, Bob. I say that not just because Mike Gesicki's gone, right? You know, Mike Gesicki was going to leave a little bit of a
hole. We know nothing about any of the tight ends.
We know nothing.
We've seen nothing. We know nothing. John Holland had a couple of catches in the spring game, and I saw Nick Bowers have a good dunk at some point, like on video. But we know nothing.
I know something. I know that if Pat Freiermuth can block a little bit, he's going to play.
There you go.
Because I don't think anyone at the tight end position at Penn State right now can block at
all. Well, you say that, Bob, but they had a guy the last couple of years who didn't block at all.
I know.
So,
but he could do something else. He could do a couple other things pretty well, though.
I would say, I think he's another yellow shirt guy, yellow light, not yellow shirt, yellow light guy. Tight end's hard, man. I mean, he's playing in that New England prep school league up there.
Right.
I watch that league. It's not the good one. I don't know how many New England prep school leagues there are. He wasn't in the good one, okay? Let me just say that. And I'm watching him. He's physically impressive, right? And I think he's going to have a great career at Penn State. Tight end as a freshman is like tight end as a rookie in the NFL. That is an adjustment.
Right.
He's going to be trying to block guys like Sharif Miller and Ryan Buchholz. Not happening.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Despite and the then, fact he's 6'5", 250.
Right. And then even the running of the routes, it's totally different. High school, it's like, okay, run a curl, you know, run a drag across the middle. Like, you have to, like, be able to read defenses. You have to be able to release off the line of scrimmage. You need to be able to, while you release and run, be able to change your route. It's hard. Tight end's a really, really hard position to play early.
Let me ask you guys, if Pat Freiermuth's playing in game 4, for example, does Penn State have a problem?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Why? Well, A, it could be an injury, and B, it could just be that he's gotten comfortable and he's physical. And I wouldn't say that's a bad thing, because the other guys have had some time to kind of step to the front.
They just haven't been available.
Behind Gesicki. Behind. Yeah. Just the guy never came off the field.
Right.
I mean, that's just not right. So I think Penn State knows what they have and all of their veteran tight ends.
Just a little aside there. That is a lesson for, I think, the Penn State coaches. I think they played Gesicki too much. They should have had other opportunities to play some of these other guys. He didn't need to play seemingly every snap of every game. I mean, they could have put some other guys in there, but Moorhead wanted the Mississippi State job, and darn it, he got it.
Well, they put Pankhurst in when they needed another tight end.
Yeah, and Gesicki played so hurt against Northwestern when really they hardly used him. He was just a decoy out there because we know he wasn't going to block. All right, the last one before we run out of time. I got it. I see the clock, Bob. Thank you very much, sir. Defensive lineman Judge Culpepper, 6'5", 260, 265 now, three-star from Tampa, Florida. Red, green, or yellow?
He's probably going to be a red.
Red for sure, I
think. He's going to be a D-tackle, and he's too light to be a D-tackle. They don't need him at DN. They have 12 DNs, I think.
Yeah, right.
He's going to be a D-tackle. He has a chance to be a really good one, I think. They're going to let him learn for a year. They're going to let him get bigger for a year. I think if you had to rank them in order of most likely, it's close between Mustafa and Freiermuth, really close. I guess I'll give a little edge to Freiermuth, but it's just a little.
There's a problem if
they're
he's
both
playing.
Yellows. And then Culpepper's next. He's a red, but maybe yellow. And Levis is as red as it gets. He's not playing this year unless something. If he's playing in game 4, then there's a problem.
All right. That'll do it for Tucker's Tape. They are your questions and his answers. Ask Ross is coming up next. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.